bestow his mercies independent way, that's also I do not want. I want only your mercy. Kalo mayati gamita krishnamuti tanchit krishnamuti. And if Krishna will give his mercy, what I shall do with him? I do not want direct anything from Krishna also. You are my only shelter, your lotus feet, and from you I need something, and that is my hope, and for that hope I am living here and past 80 years till I am keeping my hope unto your lotus feet. This is Das Goswami's expression. And here he used one word, Bakari Napi. Bakari mane, without Radharani, Krishna's form as a killer of demon. A demon killer. But what I shall do with demon killer? Very expression, very nice.
Radha Sangi Jadavati Tada Madana Mohana. অন্যত্র বিশ্ব কি মোহপি স্বয়ং মদন মোহিত ওয়েন হি ইজ লিভিং উইথ রাধারানী দেন হি ইজ মদন মোহন অল দি মদনের ইংরেজি কি কিউপিড কিউপিড দে মানে স্টান টু সি বিউটি অফ কৃষ্ণ অ্যান্ড ফ্রেন্টেড But beauty coming from Radharani, if not there Radharani, then no beauty of Krishna can attack to exclusive devotee. And not only that, without Radharani, Krishna himself attacked by Cupid. And when Radharani with him, then he is feeling liberated position. No attachment with Cupid. And this way expression. That Goswami Prabhu's sloka is very high sloka. So many sloka is about Radharani. And its translation, when Kaviraj Goswami gave a translation, that is unique. We have not heard. If Kaviraj Goswami not will explain it, then we cannot understand what is the meanings of the slokas. Very high slokas of one word he is expressing very glorious and very beautiful way. That's we cannot understand which way it is coming out. But it's come out when in front we are looking, then we are surprising to see that. Many slokas used by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, what using Mahaprabhu, that all sloka mostly he used in Chaitanya Charitamrita second chapter and other also many higher, Antalila. Yes, Prabhu. Yeah.
Tell us the story about Narayana. Tell us Narayana. You give us some story of Narayana.
Narayana position is middle position for general upasanakari. Worshipper. And Narayan's living in Vaikuntha Loka. Vaikuntha means Vigata Kuntha Jasmat. That means Vaikuntha can appear anywhere. That type of power have that Vaikuntha Loka. Vaikuntha Loka is infinite. And immediate he can take position of a finite. That type of power have Vaikuntha Loka. And Narayana living there, but that is Narayana's
glorifying form in Vaikuntha Loka. There is Lakshmi Devi, Narayan, and there are many parts others, and they are all glorifying way, worshipping in the Vaikuntha Loka. That is Narayana's main form. And other forms also Narayana's, that is avatars. Many avatars, they are also coming from Narayana. Garbhodaya Sai Vishnu. Now first is Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu coming from Narayana, avatar. Garbhodaya Sai Vishnu, that avatar is also from Narayana. And Kshirodaya Sai Vishnu, that's also from Narayana. But it is coming down this way, Narayana, then Mahavishnu, then Garbhodaya Sai Vishnu, then Kshirodaya Sai Vishnu. And from Narayana, other many channels of avatars, that is Guna Avatar, Manantara Avatar, Shaktavesh Avatar, Leela Avatar, many avatars, many avatars from Narayana, they are coming down for the rescuing the jiva souls and for play of their own purpose. And Brahma, he is appearing from Garbhodaya Sai, who is one form of Narayana, from his navi, navel, 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 coming out. There is one paddo, that means lotus, and Brahma taking bath there. Automatically Brahma going. That is Brahma's another name is Swayambhu. Nobody. Ki bole? Cause of birth of Brahma. Nobody at cause of birth of Brahma, like moisture. Some coming and then taking form. Moisture?
Moisture. Yes, moisture.
And that is bhakti misra krita punne kono jivottam rajagune vibhavita koritar mon. Then there is some moisture, otherwise a rajagun not will come. You know rajagun? Rajagun means, Maharaj?
Activation. Activation.
Activation. Power. Coming to Brahma through Narayana. And Brahma, when appear, he cannot see anything. He has got one sound, tapa, this word, tapa. Tapa means meditate. Then whom he will meditate, he do not know. But he is seated and trying to meditate. Then appear in his heart Narayana. Then Brahma can understand what is his work. Then he tried to create this, all the universes. Vasti Shishti Kare Krishna Brahma Rupadhari. This is Narayana's many Rila Matsa, Kurma, Baraha, Bhaman, Ram, Nisingha, all the incarnation of Narayana. This all coming from Narayana. That is the position of Narayana in Vaikuntha Loka.
Maharaj, we've been chanting. What position should the Guru have? Should we chant to please Guru, or pray to Guru to help, or just chant because it pleases Guru? Is that right? Or I don't know.
What was the
question? Should we chant to?
Should we chant to please Guru, or because he's pleased, or just pray to?
Should we chant to please the Guru, or should we pray to the Guru, or should we?
Chant because it pleases him.
We chant because it pleases him.
What? I cannot understand the question.
Hari Harinam Kati Kati Keno. Keno Kati Guru Santushta Kulbadana? অথবা গুরুত্ব সন্তুষ্ট
mane santushta parchen ki karane chanting ko kyo
it is good things not it is good mane what a ideal ki for the devotee
ideal
means
adarsh
a good ideal for the devotees it is very good and Mahaprabhu shown that Mahaprabhu told in the mane sabha prakash ananda saraswati
sannyasis
headed by prakash ananda when prakash ananda chastised to Mahaprabhu why you are not reading vedanta why you are not practicing jnana yoga and why you are only chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, what is this? It is, we cannot understand. Then Mahaprabhu said, which way I shall read Vedanta? I am a foolish. I have no qualification. But I need relief from this mundane environment. That is, I went to my Guru and Guru told me, oh, you are very unqualified person and you cannot read Vedanta Darshan, you cannot understand the meanings of Vedanta Darshan, but when you come to me, I am giving some advice to you, you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. By the order of Guru, I am chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. I do not know what I am doing, but actually it is order of Guru for the satisfaction of Guru. I am chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And that is I am chanting and it is power come from my Guru, then automatically by the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, this appearing in my heart and I am dancing, but actually I am not dancing. Dancing in the heart, who is living, he is Krishna. And non-different with the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, when I am chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Krishna appearing in my heart and dancing in my heart, in my tongue, in form of Hare Krishna, in form of mantra, and my tongue, he is dancing, my heart is dancing, and who is hearing from me, he is also dancing. Naam nache, jeev nache, nache premadhan. Jagat nachaya maya kare palayan, very nice phrase. They hear the Hare Krishna Mahamantra without offense. Who can take? Mahamantra will dance in his heart. And who is hearing, he also will dance with him. Jeev nache. And not only that, he premadhan, mane?
Gift of love.
Gift of love, that is premadhan. And
wealth of love.
Mane nache premadhan, nam nache, jeev nache, evang Krishna prem, what appear in my body, that's also dancing. Nache premadhan, and with me, whole world dancing now, what shall I do? I do not know anything. Jagat nachai. Automatically, all the attention going out from their mind. They are with me, I am chanting, dancing, they are also coming to me and they are chanting, dancing with me. It is only by order of my Guru I am doing that. I do not know what is what. This way, Mahaprabhu expressed in the assembly of Prakashananda Saraswati. Then Prakashananda said, but you must hear the Vedanta Darshan. Then Mahaprabhu said, yes, you can, you are master, you can read and I can hear. Then when he said some Vedanta Sutram, Mahaprabhu not give any answer. Then Prakashananda asking, you cannot understand anything. Then Mahaprabhu said, oh, by the mercy of my Guru, I can understand the meanings of the Sutram. But what you are giving commentary, I cannot understand. I understand the sutram meanings, but commentary by you, what coming to me, I cannot understand that. What? My commentary is, you cannot understand. Yes, that is, I am thinking what you are telling, it is wrong. Then Prakashananda, come in debate. Why you are telling wrong? Then Mahaprabhu telling, you are telling the Vedanta darshan, his charam prapti hocche ki nirvishesh nirakar brahma.
The final attainment is impersonal and
yes,
non-differentiated brahma.
But it is not true. I am feeling in my heart that brahma, he have power, he have form and ki nirakar nirvishesh and nirakar form, and he have beauty, and it's, I am feeling in my heart. Not only that, who is mixing with me, they are also feeling. If the Krishna will give mercy to you, you also feel it. This way Mahaprabhu told where is wrong, where is right in the interpretation of Vedanta darshan given by Shankara Acharya. And that way some debate gone, and Prakashananda Saraswati hold his tongue actually. Then Mahaprabhu chant Hare Krishna and going with others and looking that Prakashananda Saraswati very much attracted. And he's thinking, what I am doing? Actually, this young man, intoxicated way, he is chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, his tears coming from eyeful tears coming from coming down, and shedo kampa stambha osru, everything coming out in his body, that is very happiness, joyfulness, and many symptoms coming in his body. And what I am doing seated in a chair of this acharya? Then he is thinking again, when I shall see Chaitanya Dev, I shall talk with him something. Then again, when he has seen Mahaprabhu coming with dancing and chanting mood, then Prakashananda Saraswati fall down his lotus feet. Yo-ho, I am very foolish. That is, you have got everything and I have nothing. All the ecstasy, all the joyfulness, all happiness living in your body, and your eyes showing that. And I am so long, I am practicing the Jnana Yoga, and what I have got? Nothing I have got. Then I need your mercy. You must, Krishna. Otherwise, not possible by anyone to distribute this consciousness to everyone. It is power of Krishna, and you are non-different of Krishna. This way, Prakashananda took shelter in the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. It is good, ideal, that I am following order of my Guru. He given it, I do not know how much I can do, but with my full energy and heart, I am heart and soul. Heart and soul, I am trying it. And result also will come, no doubt, if without offense we can do that. Okay, Prabhu. Yes.
Three.
Yes, you can tell, I am happy.
I was wondering if you could tell me what benefit there is of chanting 16 rounds daily without having diksha from a bona fide guru.
What is the benefit of chanting 16 rounds daily without having had diksha from a bona fide guru?
Bona fide guru means the power form of Krishna in form of Harinam coming down from the Goloka Vrindavan, and through that channel, that is, we are telling, that is Guru Parampara. One lens one by one lens when we adjusting way, keeping in a box type of telescope, there all powerful we can see with very tiny vision maybe we have, but there is power in the lens, and through that power we can see the sky. There are many planets. Tiny vision, it is going more powerful way, then in the lens there is power. The Guru Parampara is like that. See, Krishna Naam or Mantram, non-different with Krishna, he is coming down from the upper level to this mundane world. And in form of Guru, he is appearing in front of us. That is necessary to take Mantram from that representative. That from representative. And representative, what giving us? He is giving seeds of that mantra. And that seed I am keeping in my heart. And there I am giving nourishment. Then seed coming out in form a tree. This way it is coming out. But we are getting the seeds from the Guru. That is necessary to take mantram from the Guru. Yes, some benefit must be there, no doubt. Without Guru, that means one day we must will get Guru. You see the Dhruva Maharaj. You know his history something? Dhruva Maharaj went to the jungle for doing tapasya, but he had no Guru there. Then when he started to do tapasya, after few months or days, Narayan, he heard his prayer, and Narayan sent to Narada, you go and give him the seed of mantram, and through that mantram he will pray to me. I can see everything. Then I am looking that Dhruva, trying to get my mercy. But it is my order that through the Guru I shall give that. Then you go, he is sending. Narayan sending to Narada. You go and give him this mantram. And through that mantram he, glorifying way, he can connect with me. Then there is also, if without formal Guru, but there is Guru's form is three forms. One is Chaitya Guru, one is Mahanta Guru, and one is Shiksha Guru. The first, when the jiva soul trying to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, without Guru, why he is chanting? Then his mind must telling something, you chant Hare Krishna. That is the Chaitya Guru. There also Guru. That's called Chaitya Guru. Chaitya means mental Guru. And mental Guru, he is giving advice to him. You chant Hare Krishna. Everybody chanting Hare Krishna, and they are happy. I am looking, and I shall chant Hare Krishna. May not be I have Guru, but I chant Hare Krishna. This way his mental happiness coming within chanting. But when his eagerness will come more and more away, then he will search, some saint necessary. His association will be more fruitful for me. And that is, I am chanting Hare Krishna, I need some association of Hare Krishna society. Then he will search some Guru. this gradually will come to his mind. Then he will take mantra from Mahant Guru. And it's coming automatically. But if he will chant Hare Krishna mantra, and Hare Krishna may be sometimes very merciful to him, then he will get all the fruits at a time. It is possible. But it is not general rules and process. But Mahamantra, he may appear any moment of any heart. And it is possible. It is written in also some slokas. Akrishti krita cheta sang sumanasam uchatanang changhasa āchandāl mamūka lokasilava vashyascha mukti sriya na dikkhāng na ca satkriyāng na ca puraschajyāmana agikkhate. Here is na dikkhāng word. Mantroyaṁ rasanā sprigeva phalati sī krishna nāmātmaka. Then that mantra, he himself can appear anywhere. But it is very rare. That is, what is a suitable process? We are following that. I cannot say no. That is, here is some document in the sloka. It is possible, but it is very rare. But easy process to take mantra some guru. And guru must be guru that way. Now 7:30 maybe, eh? Now Mohanananda's call.
You've been waiting 3 days.
Huh?
You've been waiting 3 days to ask you this question.
Acha?
I feel I have to oblige you.
Okay, and you are feeling shy. Okay? Yes, Prabhu, you can tell.
Sorry, Maharaj. Yes. We hear about sadhu, shastra, and guru.
Yes.
Could you please explain difference between guru and sadhu in that three references we yes. must have for our
guru must be sadhu. Sadhu means not a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi. Anywhere you can see the quality of qualification. And if you see somewhere, he must be sadhu. Example I am telling, very short way, time is very short, and Mohananda is chastising also behind there. You heard the story of Ambarish Maharaj? Ambarish Maharaj story, you know? Ambarish was a king, but he was sadhu. King, he is worshipping Lord Krishna, and he was Krishna Bhakta. And who is Krishna Bhakta? He is a real sadhu. And Durvasa Rishi was very great Rishi, and he had much power. He one day come to his home, and Ambarish Maharaj was 1 year fasting. He is fasting 1 year, and he wants to take Ekadashi, Samvatsa Dadashi Vrata, he is doing. Then he wants to udjapan kurte chacche, complete that. And we are taking some grain, then it will be completed last day. And before that, Durvasa come in his house. And seeing Durvasa with his disciples, he immediate gone without taking that grain. He gone and invite him, "Oh, I am very fortunate this day you come here, my house. Please take some rest." And Padurga, he have done puja of Durvasa Rishi, and Rishi is very topmost power he have. And Rishi also very happy. Then he told, "I am going for bathing and I am coming back, you make ready my prasadam." And he gone to the river, but Durvasa always meditating some And through their meditation, he is fainted in the river. And he is, with meditation, he is living in river. And time going, the time is 9:30, you must take some grain. This way Ekadashi, you are doing Ekadashi. And within 9:30 you must take, otherwise Ekadashi will be full. Your brotho will be broken. And Ambarish is waiting, Durvasa not coming. He is meditating and he is mane brahma chinta korchi arki. Then the pandita, there is many of master of ruler. Master of rules. Scholar. They said, yes, you can take little water. That's called it is eaten or non-eaten way. Water taking, it is not breaking the fasting, or sometimes breaking the fasting. Both way we can use water. Then he took some water and stand by. And Durvasa come and Durvasa seen him. And looking his face, Durvasa immediate can understand he took something. But he invited me and took something. Durvasa was very angry, you see. And immediately top anger has come to him. And he took his jata, you know jata? The hair, bonded hair, no? Many hairs. And he took one and throw. And there come out a big volcano-like power, one Agni Kunda. Agun Murti, Agunen Murti,
form of fire,
come out one like Asura, fire demon. And he told to that fire demon, kill him, that king. But Ambar is thinking, what happened? I do not know. Anyway, he stand by, if I make some offense, then it is good, I leave my body. Then he not run out. He stand by there. But Vishnu, he always protecting his devotee. That type of devotee was Ambarish. Then Vishnu Chakra, the wheel of wheel power of Vishnu, he first gone to smashing fire demon and mashed already. Then he looking Durvasa this way. And Durvasa, looking his power, he very fearful and he ran away from that place. And where he is going, that Vishnu wheel power going also for cutting his head, following him. Then he gone first Brahma, gone Shivaloka, gone to the Samudre Bhatare, inside of the sea, and many higher he is going, and he is seeing that Vishnu Chakra, that's called wheel, he is coming for killing him. But he not will kill, I think. He is showing his mood, I shall kill you. Then lastly he gone to Vishnu Loka, Narayan Loka. Then when he gone to Vishnu looking the Brahmin coming, Vishnu knows everything, and Vishnu said, oh, what happened? You are here and very fearful your face, I am looking. Something happened. Oh, yes, sir, your will, please check him. He is coming for killing me. He is coming to kill me. And why? He's not doing wrong. I do not know wrong or right, but he wants to kill me. He is waiting in the door. And you save my life, please. Then Vishnu ask, what you have done? He not will do wrong. You have done something wrong. Oh, no, I have not done anything wrong. That Ambarish, that history he told. Then he argument with Vishnu, I am your bhakta, I am Brahman,
and you are Brahmanadev. Your name is Brahmanadev. You are protector of Brahmana, and I am Brahmana. I am also your bhakta. Then you must protect me. Then Narayan said, yes, it is true, but who is my bhakta? I must protect him. And it is my order to my Sudarshan Chakra, he will protect him. But why he not protect you and protect Ambarish? That's I cannot understand. Then Durvasa said, that also I cannot understand. Then Vishnu said, now I understand. When you send that Kritya, Kritya means fire demon, for killing Ambarish, what Ambarish done? And Durvasa said, Ambarish stand by there. He not gone anywhere, but he wants to die maybe. That is, he is not gone anywhere. But when Sudarshan come to you, what you have done? Why am... Then Durvasa's mind gone other way. Oh yes, when Sudarshan come to me and I am running here, there, then who is dependent upon me? You or Ambarish? Ambarish is depending upon my decision. But you are not depending upon my decision. You are thinking, you are the master of all the universe. That way you are giving punishment to my bhakta. And you see what is the nature of my bhakta? You are telling you are bhakta, but what is your nature? You see that? Then Durvasa is very shy, and he, anyhow, please you save my life. Vishnu said, I cannot save. Actually, only can save Durvasa. And if I tell to Sudarshan Chakra, you save him, Sudarshan maybe will be angry with me. Then I do not want to create his angerness. But it is good, you go to Ambarish. And Ambarish is a great bhakta. He may be not rishi, he is a king. But he is the best bhakta, better than you, and 1,000 times better than you. Then you go and take shelter in his lotus feet, then he will give money. Forgiveness. What Durvasa will do? Then Durvasa gone to Ambarish, and Sudarshan also smiling away, running his behind. And then he stand by in the door of Ambarisha, and Durvasa gone. Oh, I am taking apology this way. He is not happy. That is, he is thinking he is great rishi, and Ambarish is a king and Kshatriya. But necessary to take apologize, no? Apologize, necessary to apologize. Then he apologized to Ambarish, and Ambarish, 1 year gone, he stand by there. And Ambarish told, you have not done anything wrong. Then what necessary to apologize me? Please, you take seat here. Oh no, Sudarshan waiting for killing me. You first arrange. Then Ambarish prayed to Sudarshan, if I have anything auspiciousness, I am giving all to this Brahmana. He must be saved from your angerness. Then Sudarshan take very smile and cool position and come to Ambarish and take shelter behind the Ambarish and very happily. Then Durvasa took prasadam in his house, varieties prasadam they given, and lastly when Durvasa gone, Ambarish done puja, and Durvasa lastly gone and told this sloka, Aho ananta dasanam mahatyam drishtamadhyame kritagasopi jadrajan mangalani samihase. Oh, today I have seen the glories of the devotee. Actually, he is real saint, and I am feeling I am very big saint, but it is not true. He is really devoted to Ananta, that means Krishna,
And I have seen their glories today. Mahatam drishtamadhame kritagashopi jadrajan mangalani samyasi. I have done wrong. He have not done anything wrong. But when I am in danger position, he saved my life. But when he was very humble, I tried to kill him. Then what is my position and what is his position? It is I have got that consciousness today, and I Durvasa gone from there, and he is sarvatra eta prachar korte lage. Preach it everywhere. This way expression in Srimad Bhagavatam. Then sadhu may come from anywhere, and we can see sadhu anywhere. And guru, who is preaching Krishna consciousness and himself a sadhu, he as guru form, he is appear in front of us. That is the guru's position. Maybe a grihastha may be guru. If he is a real sadhu, he will be guru. But guru is guru. They are another category. Guru can come from a very low position. Okay? Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sai Guru Hai Arki. Kiva Shudra Kiva Nasi. You told that day. Low class I shall not tell. Kiva Shudra Kiva Nasi. Viprakane noy. Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sai Guru Hai. Who knows Krishna consciousness and who can able to preach Krishna consciousness and who is qualified, he may be guru, and he can come from anywhere, any level. He may be mlecha, he may be shudra, he may be brahman or vipra or sannyasi. But it is necessary he have some eagerness to preach Krishna consciousness, and also he must be qualified with the qualities. That is the different sadhu guru. Acha, now we shall finish today.
Can we end the announcement for tonight? Everyone satisfied?
Yes.
Hare Krishna. I am trying to satisfy the devotees. It is my duty.
Jai Radha Madhava, Jai Kunjo Bihari.
Jai Gopijana Ballabho, Jaya Giri Barodhari, Jaya Giri Barodhari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunjo Bihari. Jaya Jashoda Nandana, Braja Jana Ranjana, Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana. Jaya Jamuna Tiravanachari, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Jamuna Tiravanachari. Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya